Hello.
Hello.
Okay, hey, Representative Fan, yeah. It's good to see you. Good morning.
The Dolphins hung in there as much as they could in that first half.
If it had been an 8-minute game, we'd have won.
Yeah, okay? Can we have done something about that?
Yeah, yes. Let's just make it eight minutes. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This Rules Committee is now called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Yep. Senator Bean?
Here.
Representative Fant?
Here.
Representative Jones?
Here.
All right, fantastic. A quorum is here. We're ready to go. There's only three members of us, and we've got 100% participation. So we have a duty as Rules Committee to present any recommended changes to the delegation rules at our organizational meeting, which will be December 10th.
7th.
Excuse me. The 10th is a wrong day. The 7th is the date that we're talking about. And so we'll present those on the 7th. We've had suggestions from different members of making some slight changes, and that's what we want to talk about today and get your approval. The first is how we proceed with J-bills. There's a recommendation to have J-bills be assigned a state sponsor upon filing of the bill. My thought, and I'll get your thoughts, is that before a J-bill comes before the delegation, that J-bill needs to have a sponsor already agreed. There needs to be somebody that's going to present it or sign for it. What do you think, J-Fan?
Senator, I think that makes perfect sense. I'd hate for a bunch of J-bills to show up in our lap that we felt indifferent about. We felt like we had to sign them to ourselves.
Right.
So if they don't show up with a sponsor, I'm not sure why we'd want to advance them anymore.
Boom, I agree. Representative Jones, your thoughts?
I agree.
Very good. Well, with consensus, then our docket will say we'll make a requirement that, hey, Representative Ray is walking in the room.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Welcome. We're glad to have you here. Representative Ray, we've already started the meeting. We're talking about potential rule changes, one of which is how a J-bill progresses. We've reached thoughts on a J-bill before it comes, before the delegation rather than a bill comes that nobody has agreed to, there needs to be a sponsor from the delegation that has agreed to put their name to it and shepherd it and bring it before the delegation. Your thoughts on that same issue?
Yeah, even if it hasn't gone all the way through the process, because sometimes, as we know, you've got something that transpires from the time that we have, desired filing time, but it needs to do that.
Okay, very good. So that's it.
And
so
also,
we're going to agree.
I think you should also extend that to if an individual wants to have an individual bill that's not a J bill.
Yeah.
That the J bill, that individual bill still has to run through a city, even if it's not a J bill.
Okay.
Okay.
10-4. So that'll be our proposed. I think we reached consensus on that. Number two is just updating our rules. We've used the word chairman. We're now going to go to a neutral word chair, and hopefully there's no objection to that. So that is
that's really a tough issue there.
That is okay. Bam.
That's what we call him anyway.
Very good. I'm going to skip to our last one and come back to the third because the last one I think is easy too. We have Mia Jones is on the phone right now, and our rules don't allow anybody to vote via telephone for a subcommittee. Is that something we want to address while we're here making rule changes for a subcommittee? Would it be okay for somebody to vote via and attend a meeting via telephone?
I think we should.
Okay. She votes on the phone. She's saying yes through the phone. How ironic is that?
I think she should, but she has to show her ID.
Okay. So it's good. Now, we're only talking subcommittee. We're not talking main delegation.
Over 10 years, over a decade, I think you know my voice by now, Lee.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna.
Of course I do, my friend. I'm just messing with you.
I know, right?
May I suggest that actually, even in terms of a delegation meeting that is held here, as we know, sometimes because of committee activity,
yeah,
some people are in Jacksonville, and we have something that has a short window of time.
Okay.
That so for a single item.
Okay.
For a single item, I think that we should allow somebody at least to be able to call in as a part for a quorum. and to be able to conduct business.
Okay, would you say then, so for subcommittees and for committees that are outside of Jacksonville?
Yes, for a single subject matter. They're being called for a single subject matter.
Okay, Jay Fan.
Convenient. I'm just thinking in terms of noticing meetings and how the public would access. For instance, what if we all phoned in?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so exactly.
The logistical.
What if we all phoned in?
If the temptation would be, or the circumstance would be, where we're all calling into a meeting and we've noticed it, how does the public?
The answer to that is you have to have a certain number of members, say three, for talking purposes. No less than three members meeting together in person.
Mia Jones, your thoughts?
I think that we need to have, depending on the size of the committee, because sometimes we'll have three people on the committee, sometimes we'll have more. So I think that we should be able to have at least two to three people that would be in person, and then however many, just the majority, some kind of way.
No more than two?
No more than two, and it's on a first-come basis.
Okay. I'm with Jay, and it doesn't matter here because here's different. But at the chamber, it's just different.
That's not, it's only here, only during.
Okay, only in Tallahassee, only during single subject where it's something quick right there like this. This is perfect example, but for all subcommittees, it's okay. But just for the main delegation, go. Is that consensus? Everybody kind of agreed, and I'll summarize those in just a few minutes and as we go forward.
It may be. Could we just try it with the subcommittee first before we mess with the whole thing? Would that be a way to...
Jay, if I might say that we have had times where that we've had that it has been...
Impossible.
Almost impossible to do it. And, and that's only for over here. And if you want to limit it to where it's only, one person, making that call in or something, I certainly would have no intention of wanting to see you disrupt that, but there are times where that you may have something that's over here that's having to be worked, let's just say, out of the Senate. Well, it won't be on the Senate side because these are typically are coming through the House side and being worked. But our senators may be over in Jacksonville and have other things that they just can't get to, and so therefore, I think it makes sense, and if you want to limit it to maybe one call in to try for the quorum.
It's got to be easy to understand. What if we did this? What if we just said any subcommittee, which is going to be two or three members, and then any meeting outside of Jacksonville, okay? Outside, and that's boom. How about that? You can call in if there's a meeting outside of Jacksonville. So if we meet here, that would be there, but for purposes of when we have a meeting in Jacksonville in our chambers, we're not going to have anybody calling in.
Yeah,
boom. Does that sound good?
Absolutely on that. Other than you want to make sure that there's a minimum number of people that are going to meet in person to provide that.
That's good. And we still have the same requirements of being open, of noticed, of everybody like that. So that's good. We could sell that. That's easy to understand. Okay, here is our last item. Unless anybody has anything else to bring before us. And it's how we call a meeting of the delegation. We have our regularly scheduled, or I say regularly scheduled, we have an organizational meeting that's required in our rules to meet once a year. Boom, that's it. Then how do we call another meeting? If the chair says, okay, there's an issue that's affecting Jacksonville, we need to have a meeting, how should they go about calling a meeting? By having some type of assurance that other members have bought into it. There's different proposals and of actually getting a quorum of members. So that would be a quorum of members to say, yes, I'll agree to meet. There is another idea of having at least a member of each chamber agree that we need to meet, but I am I know we need a change. I just don't know what that change should be. So, Mia, do you have any thoughts of how to proceed, or is there any type of... Well, if you have a meet, so you're talking about, so if you're the chair, let's say you're the chair and you want a meeting, that means you would have to get at least five members to agree to have a meeting. Five members. I would want to see at least, we would need at least one senator, including in that quorum. But is that too much of a burden? Is that getting five members?
I was going to suggest that you have at least one from each chamber.
Yeah.
And a quorum.
Okay. So a quorum
would have anyway.
Okay, so a quorum will consist of five members, one of which being from both chambers.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Is that too much of a burden? So if there's Orlando Steel and Jacksonville Water, we need an emergency meeting to come. Then we will just notify and get consent from a majority of members, and then we'll meet. How's that sound? Is that everybody good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. Is there any other proposed rule change that we as a rules committee could consider so we could recommend to the full delegation in December?
Just to flesh out the last point.
Okay.
So the protocol would be, the chairman would create an agenda that we would put out to the members for an agenda vote, that type of thing.
Well, in my thoughts, it would be a consent that you have the consent of the majority of delegation members. I would say consent would be Representative Ray. We have an issue concerning water. I've got a proposed delegation meeting coming up. Will you give me your consent? Bean, I'm with you. Or Fan, I'm with you. That would be my thought.
I think so, but I think in the interest of public public vetting, that needs, while that could be something that you ask, but it needs to be
in writing or something.
In writing, some
or would an email or something.
Some form of email
or or something that says just do it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay. Too much of a burden or about right?
Well, it's a weak chairman structure, but I'm not sure that's wrong for a delegation. To be honest with you. I just want to make sure that our steps in getting that done are clearly understood, so that as we enter this next time, we can not be any mystery about that.
Okay.
So can you tell me again, can you tell me how this works one more time in your mind?
Okay. So, and welcome Senator Gibson to the table. Senator Gibson, Representative Jones is on the phone right now.
Good morning.
Let me summarize. Okay, good. No, you're great. You're just in time.
I thought you looked especially nice today.
So let me summarize the changes that we've made thus far. The Rules Committee is proposing a change that we reached consensus on Part A, is that we require any J bill to already have had a sponsor of a member of the delegation prior to any consideration of the delegation. We've agreed to change chairman to chair throughout. We've allowed voting or attendance and voting for all subcommittees and for all delegation meetings outside of Jacksonville to be handled by phone, if that's the only way you can call in. Right now, we have no way of Mia's. Technically, our rules don't allow for anybody to vote via phone. And so we're going to fix that today, or at least propose fixing that. And then our final proposal, unless there's others that wish to come forward, is how a delegation meeting is called. We've just agreed that the chair, should something arise that the chair determine that there needs to be a delegation meeting, that there will be a majority, a quorum of members shall agree in writing to proceed with the meeting, one of those quorum members shall be, at least one shall be from each house. So there has to be a senator that one of us will have to agree, and then there has to be at least one of the members of the house. In addition to, there'll be three members of the house will also have to agree. So is that, and that'll be in writing. So that could be via email or a letter or something. I'm give my consent that we need to meet. You know, the good news about that, I think, and Jay just had a good point. If we're going to meet, we're going to be unified. It's going to be of a major incident affecting Jacksonville, and we're all going to be literally on the same, hopefully on the same team before that meeting takes place. Are there questions on anything that I've summarized that I'll be, will the Rules Committee be proposing, as well as any other business to come before us? Senator Gibson.
I can't remember, and I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah, and I bragged about you before you got here because you actually proposed some of the changes that we've made, and you've bent some extra work that you've done. And here is...
Is there something in there about kind of giving a... No, the... establishing the date. Is there, like, if there's going to be a meeting...
Well,
to try to
you've proposed that, but here's the part of the consensus. I'm thinking if you're the chair, part of it is to get your consensus. You're going to have to say we're not going to meet for on 2 weeks or we're only going to meet on Tuesday or something. So that's just part of it. Rather than all agree on the date, that's just part of that quorum.
No. Oh, okay. If that's part of the quorum.
So you've already getting
a regular quorum. Delegation.
Regular delegation. It's just for any special additional meeting. We still keep the same rules. We're always meeting the fall prior to... The okay. delegation, that's okay, but we're talking any special over and beyond meeting of the delegation. You're going to get a quorum, you're going to get one member, you're going to get a senator and involved in that as well. And
yeah, so that would necessitate that it, you probably send, well, is this day better, is that day better?
Exactly, exactly. So, and here's the changes, some of the things right there, if you want to look at that. I didn't mean to throw it at you. It just slipped.
Yes, you did.
It's very slippery. These tables are very slippery. Is there any other business to come before us? Any other thoughts? Anybody have any other thoughts? Not to...
I have one idea.
Yeah.
That, could we make sure that we put in that... I mean, I know we did it. I don't know whether it was really allowable in our rule. That if it's a situation where the public could call in to our meeting... Like we did on, I forget what that issue was, and the person wasn't able to call, wasn't able to be there, and Senator just said, well, can't we just get them on the phone?
Well, let me see.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think only if they're going to be, like, expert, if it's an expert testimony,
if they're
I think
required.
That was the situation. Okay. If they're providing some expert information, but not so much for the general public. But I don't think we have to make that a rule.
Right. That's just the
we can
call
decide.
The chair,
yeah,
if
yeah.
the expert testimony or witness or something like that. Very good.
Okay.
Members, I think we are nearing the end. I'm about to adjourn the meeting. If there's any other business before us, Dee, anybody? Paula, any thoughts?
Okay.
Paula, what time did you get up this morning?
Like 4.
You got up at 4?
Yeah.
To drive over. Okay.
Yeah. Why didn't you spend the night
yeah.
last night?
I was busy last night.
Yeah. Dee's got a thought?
There was just one more cleanup item pertaining to either eliminating him or her or adding her to him.
Okay. Can we, is there a consensus for me to make it, to go through the list technical and just make it general, neutral, and
yes.
technical changes? Is there any objection? And if you have additional recommendations on that, you can email me or get with Paula or Dee, and we'll make those. I think there were several other little tiny changes of making it gender neutral. So with that, very good. Okay, very good. With no other business before the Rules Committee, we are adjourned. Have a great day, guys. Let's go get them.
Have a great